So, ACJ and NDCC registrations are just around the corner.
Oh yeah, next week.
Next week, it's happening.
It's happening. Tuesdays and Thursdays, if I'm not wrong, right?
Yeah,
Tuesdays
and Thursdays. It's a big week and everybody's excited. Uh-huh. A lot of new things, new possibilities, which is great.
Exactly.
So I propose to discuss these things like registrations, how it goes, what our experiences, and just to discuss everything in detail and a bit in depth, so people are aware what to expect and how to react.
Right. So how did it go for you?
So I was lucky. I got my spots almost right away for all the exams, but that was a sheer luck. I still can't believe that actually happened. But I know, like, everybody's aware of the stories that there's a long wait, there is a big frustration about all of this. So I can't personally share this experience. However, I was, for the time being, I was waiting. It was like 20, 30 minutes. All the, like, all kind of thoughts went through my head.
Right? For NDCC.
For NDCC, yeah. Because it's like, oh my God, if it's going to happen, if it's not, what if the page crashes? What if I get kicked out? So it's all of this. But the most important thing is to stay calm and to stay positive and just wait for the miracle
and hope.
Let's discuss how the page looks like first, if you want, when you try to register.
So for the students who are going to register for the first time, so when you go to your registration page on NDCC website, they prompt you to go to a next page, right? And at that point of time, usually you enter a queue. And you have to wait in that queue till the time you get, like, you get the page with the openings in front of you. So that wait in the queue can be anywhere from like 10 minutes to 20 minutes to 30 minutes. I waited for 27 minutes.
Oh, you still remember the exact?
Yeah, I remember that because like at that point of time, every minute was counting. You wanted the seat. You had all the apprehensions, like, what is going to happen? So 27 minutes and that page opened. So that page, when it opened, it had all the dates which were available for me to choose from.
Okay.
So then you choose a date.
You can choose only one date,
You can choose only one date.
Okay.
Then you choose that date and then it takes you to the next page where they prompt you for the information and payment.
Okay.
Okay. At that point of time, you get around 10 minutes, if I'm not wrong. You get around 10 minutes to fill all kind of information, whatever is desired. And then you do the payment. And once your payment goes through, then you get an email from NDB that your payment has been processed.
Like a confirmation
like
email?
Like a confirmation. But that is not a confirmation for the seat. That is a confirmation for the, like, the payment. So that confirmation you get later. But once your payment has gone through, you are relieved. Okay.
And there is a secure...
Yeah, you have kind of secured the...
Security.
Yeah, security. But it is not confirmed yet, but still, you have that thing in your head. Okay, my payment went through for that. Okay. So, yeah. And I had a friend, she waited for like 40 minutes. And I think she was probably... She said it was the last date which was visible to her. So, and she booked it.
Spots go like quickly.
Quickly.
Mm-hmm. However, it's... If you can get kicked out from the queue, right? And you need to refresh. I've heard a student who said they got kicked out from the queue and they needed to start all over again.
Yeah.
But this is only when you see the window which says start again. And you have the option to register in front of yourself.
Never, ever refresh the window. They very categorically, they have the instructions on the screen that do not refresh the window.
Yeah, that's the main tip that
Please.
We can share.
I know it's frustrating to wait, like, but do not refresh that window.
Okay.
So you are in the queue. You are waiting in the queue. If your internet connection is stable, if you are near a very strong internet connection, if the seats are available, you will get to the next page. Refreshing is going to just worsen the scenario.
Yeah, it's because you're exiting basically the queue, and then you're moving back, let's say, 20 or 50 or whatever spots behind.
Yeah, exactly,
right? That's why we need to keep. Okay, so let's give some tips. Let's say for the students, what can they do to make this to happen, to increase their chances to get a spot? Is there something that comes on top of your head that it's we discussed? Do not refresh,
yes,
no matter what. But what else can you do to secure your spot or to bring up the chances?
It is out of the way, but I would say please stay positive about it. Okay, stay positive. And you have to be on time, like 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Sharp.
Sharp. So if your people are in different locations, if you are in the different time zone, make sure your clocks are according to Eastern Standard Time.
This because, is very important, yeah.
Because I know people are registering from many places, like from other places in Canada, from other countries also sometimes. And even in US also, the time zone sometimes differ.
Yeah,
so
true.
So make sure your clock is according to Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
Yeah.
How can they secure the internet connection? What would you suggest?
I don't know if this works or not. I got a high-speed internet connection, and I switched off all the devices which were connected on my Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So I just switched everything off, and it was only my like laptop on which I was doing it. So I don't know if it helps, but I did that.
You did that. Okay, and it worked for you, right?
And it worked for me.
Yeah, so it can't like harm the process,
yeah.
So it can also just give some positives to it.
Yeah, but I would not recommend to go in a place where like where multiple
a coffee shop, or somewhere.
Probably you think that there is a place which has a high internet connection, probably an office or something, but there are other devices which are connected there. So, I don't know. I am
if
not...
If possible, stay at home
with a high internet connection and log in from there. I don't know. It's a personal experience. I don't know if it works, but that worked for me.
Which is good enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. This is also important. What else I would suggest is, if possible, the person should take a day off of work.
Oh, yes.
Because you don't know how much time you would need to wait, right? It might be for an hour or 30 minutes, or it could be more than that. Because it's important, sometimes payments don't go through. People change their mind. They have a change of heart.
Right.
So they're like, I can do this. At the second that the registration opens, it's real, right?
Right, exactly. It hits you.
It hits you. And sometimes you might be like, I can't do this. So.
Yeah.
Stay positive throughout the day.
True.
You need to check out for spots throughout the entire day.
Exactly.
Even sometimes I heard of students getting spots on the next day.
That is true. That
for
is true.
For NDCC, for ACJ.
That is true.
For all the registrations, for all the exams happening.
Yeah.
This is also important.
I also heard a few people like got the spots the next day. So
yeah,
just be there.
Be there.
Be there.
If possible, throughout the entire day, kind of next day also. Yeah. Next day is like, the chances are less, but you never know.
Yeah.
It could be, you need one spot, right?
What we are discussing is what we heard from people, like their experiences.
Yeah.
Another thing I would say is the credit card which we are using to do the payment. So I have heard stories where the bank did not let the payment through.
Oh, why?
Probably that card was not in use for a long period of time, and then suddenly like $7,000 payment goes through, so the bank like puts a hold. Okay, let's check what is happening here. So
yeah, that's a good tip.
I don't know. This I've heard from people. So if this is the scenario, like if banks do hold, like if there's a large sum and if there is like not much transaction on the card, I would suggest that if you have a registration date coming up, right? So I think you should do transactions more from that card, and that card has to be active and in transaction so that it should not happen that the bank says, okay, let's hold the payment, like confirm whether this payment is going through you or it's a fraudulent thing. The bank should not hold it.
Because you have only 10 minutes, right?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The window. If you don't, it's very important also to mention that if you are out of this window, if your payment does not go through,
you're back at the last.
You're losing this spot.
So, I think
also if you call the bank and let them know in advance, there would be a big transaction happening, they also are more lenient to not to put any holds on.
Okay.
Or if you're somewhere else, if you're outside of Canada, again, you need to warn the bank that this big payment would be happening. It would be overseas, let's say.
Yeah.
And then you can do it the day before.
Because sometimes they flag these transactions. Sometimes. You never know how things
never
work.
Yeah. So it's better to be safe than sorry, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So please make sure that your this aspect is taken care of. Like how you are saying it or however it is. But you don't want that thing to happen during that process.
True.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So can you tell me more about your experience with the registrations and how did it work for you? Like ACJ, let's say, because we discussed NDCC. Is it the same for ACJ?
Okay, so my ACJ is a bit of... I waited for 1 hour for my AFK registration. I was in line for 1 hour for my AFK.
Okay.
So then you start discussing, then I was told, okay, the ACJ registrations are a bit easy. So I logged in at 10 minutes, 7 seconds or 10 seconds or something like that. Slightly late.
Okay.
And I just got one or two. At my point, when I was registering, we used to have the locations. We had to choose a location which we want. So I had only one location which was far from where I was living. I literally had to travel out there to give my exam. But that's what we say, that every second and every minute, everything matters. So
be on time.
On time. Due diligence. And because if I would not have got that spot, I had to travel long way for that. But that's okay. I got a spot.
Yeah.
What if I didn't get a spot? Then I would have to wait.
Unfortunately, this might also happen.
It may happen.
It may, and you don't have a choice but to wait for the next registration
cycle
to open, yeah.
Yeah.
What you can do is to utilize the time is just to practice, revise.
Exactly.
Stay positive that it will happen down the line, right, down the road.
Yeah. But now what I'm observing is NDEB has been very considerate. They are opening up new seats, even for, when I was doing, there were more seats which opened in New Zealand, there were seats, and then there were seats, some of them, which were opened in US also. So they were doing an effort to allow maximum amount of people to take the exams.
To accommodate
everyone, right?
Yeah.
But still, somehow it happens that we may not get the seat.
Somehow it's never enough, right?
Never enough. And sometimes you don't know what went wrong, why it was you didn't get the seat and the other person got it.
They say it was not meant to be, but...
Exactly.
I mean, why we're discussing that is that you always need to have this at the back of your mind, that if that...
Plan B,
that if it doesn't work out, that's not the end of the world, right?
Yeah.
The registrations are opening even more often. They're trying to bring more spots in.
Yeah.
So just wait and hope. That's it.
Exactly. I think for NDCC, they increased the number of spots also, right?
Yeah, they did. And they're adding 2 more chairs to the skills department.
That's wonderful.
Which is increasing the availability for students.
Wow.
Also, what they did recently is that for students who are taking the exam for a second or a third time for SJ, they also are running afternoon sessions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
If you're a first-time taker, most likely your situational judgment exam would be in the morning.
Oh.
However, if you're a second or a third timer, you might be scheduled most likely throughout the afternoon.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah, so it's very important to check your NDB Connect profile.
Oh, okay.
Just to see and to make sure the hour of the exam, when does it start?
They're
actually
making an effort.
Yeah.
They are working to it.
It is good. It's good. It's positive.
It is positive.
Yeah. So I also heard now for just jumping back to ACJ. I also heard that you can change the location of your exam.
Oh,
is that correct?
Oh, yes. So I was that day on the NDB website. So in the new section, so there is one notification. I think I can open it on my laptop here. So what basically they are saying is that enhance your registration experience with registration transfers in NDB Connect. So what they are saying is that without withdrawing from the exam, which was the case scenario earlier, you can go to your NDB Connect, and if the location and the seat, like the position is available, you can change the, when, like the, what is the exact term they have? The location, the exam location.
Wow, that would be so convenient.
Yeah, yeah. So if anybody wants to check it, it is in the resources, like in the news section. It's a notification from NDB.
Yeah. However, that is not the case for NDCC because it's only in Ottawa.
Exactly.
But this, for, do you know, for is that for all the other exams? Is that applied for all the other
they
exams?
They are saying for AFK, ACJ, or virtual OSCE. That is the final
The
exam
board
after
exam.
The board exam.
Oh, okay. NDCC, oh, that's good.
So three exams for three exams.
Yeah. Okay. Because maybe a lot of people need to travel far from their home. So this is more convenient.
Because earlier it was like if you have to change the location, you have to withdraw from the exam and re-register kind of scenario, if I'm not wrong. But now what they're saying is that you can go to your profile and you can see if there is availability there. You can change the exam location.
Okay. Do things look a bit better with time?
Oh, yes.
They're trying to do
they're
changes.
Trying. They're accommodating everyone. Yeah.
It's still, it is a tough process. It takes a lot. It's like not easy to afford. It is
expensive.
It is expensive. However, there is hope.
There is hope, yes.
So let's just, we discussed a lot, but let's just wrap up the most important tips for the registrations in general.
Okay. You want to do it?
You start. Okay. I'll follow the lead.
Okay. Stay positive.
Number one.
Okay. Be on time. Set your clock according to Eastern Standard Time. Okay. Wherever you are, whichever time zone you are, make sure your clock is set at EST.
And usually it starts at 10. The registration starts at 10. However, make sure to check.
Yes. Make sure to check if the time they have changed or not. So be on the top of the notifications which is coming from NDEB. Okay. Mm-hmm. And credit card thing we discussed. Make sure you have enough balance in that. Make sure you have talked to your bank about the huge amount of payment that is going to go through that.
Or if it's not that huge, let's say for ACJ, it's not that much. However, it's
keep
always
your,
a
yeah,
good
keep
idea
your,
to
keep your card in use for some amount of time. And
now, so while we're talking, it comes to my mind, it's also important to check what kind of credit cards they accept.
Oh, yes.
Because I don't think you can pay with... I usually use Visa because it's the safest. Like, everyone accepts Visa, right? But it's important to check if... I think MasterCard and Visa are
okay.
I'm not sure about the rest.
Because
there are people with like different banks if you're overseas and everything, so just make sure that's also important.
Exactly. Very, very, very important point. The other thing about the internet connection. Stable, strong internet connection. And make sure you turn off all the other things around.
Okay. You're still like insisting on that. So Omar, would you do that?
Yeah.
If you were registering?
Yeah, he knows more about the technology and IT, so probably the best person to say that.
Okay.
So,
And that's
and all the best.
All the best to everyone. We cross fingers. There are more spots now. So, hopefully.
Yeah. And we hope every one of you just get the seat and.
And call us to book an appointment
and
start their journey with us.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. All the best, everyone.
All the best. Bye.